Hi guys, and welcome to another segment of Maybe Swearing Will Help. This is Hannah, your host. I have been away for a few weeks. It has been busy. I am a stay-at-home mom and a wife, and I have a business on the side. So I am normally, well, I have my hands in a lot of projects most of the time. Disclaimer, I started this podcast as kind of just a hobby. I'm really, really looking into getting a camera and starting to film videos and posting those on YouTube. So let me know if you'd be interested in that. That's something that I'm like really, really passionate about. I do enjoy making these podcasts, but for me, I'm like such a visual person. So, I can be on YouTube for hours and hours. So I am really excited to hopefully start that venture soon. I'm sorry that it took me so long to post again, though. It's just been kind of a whirlwind the last few weeks. If I sound a little less peppy than I do normally, I'm just kind of working through a little bout of depression. And it's real. And it's a thing that I've suffered with my whole life. And most of the time, because I'm a very strong-willed person, I can kind of just work through it and get through it quickly. But this time, for some reason, it has just really, really taken a toll on me. I've been sleeping like nonstop, and you know, I still have two little boys to take care of and a husband to support and take care of. So it's just taken me a while to get back on my feet with this one, I think. So that's kind of what this podcast is about today. Just the perspective of a parent who deals with depression and anxiety. And I know that, I mean, I personally know lots and lots of people who deal with those things. And truly, I mean, there are so many opinions out there about whether it's a real thing or not. But as someone who who would love to be 100% optimistic and happy all the time, I'm here to tell you, like, it's real and it really sucks. And as a mom, you feel like selfish, I guess, for maybe having to take a little extra time to yourself just so you don't have a breakdown. Like I said, I've been sleeping a lot. Like every time they lay down for a nap, I go down to, I don't really have any energy. I'm either not eating at all or I'm eating constantly. My patience is really short, which I work really hard to keep an eye on that, just because as a parent, I believe it's so important to, no matter how small your kids are, to just try to be as patient as possible. And even if they can't like form sentences, and maybe can't understand 100% of like what you're trying to explain to them, the act of getting eye level with your child and having a conversation with them, it helps you work out through your frustration with them, and it makes them feel more connected to you. It makes them want to mind and be better. So, like I said, I'm just kind of like, even saying all that is just like so exhausting for me. I didn't really want to sit down and make a podcast, but I guess I did feel a little obligated to. But like I said, I think it's just like, if you've listened to the podcast before this, which was my first one, I mean, this is only my second one, so I'm still just kind of like dipping my feet in the water here. But with my first one, I was talking about how, for me, it really helps me to just kind of like talk through my issues. I really would like to see a therapist, but I don't even know where to get started on that. And like I said, I'm busy all the time. I don't even know what I would do with my kids, when I would go. You know, when I'm not taking care of my children or my husband, I'm grooming dogs. So it's kind of just a really tight schedule, but this has really helped me just kind of be vocal about things and honestly just not give a shit if people think I'm weird or dramatic or a total loser. I don't care. This is for me, and it's to help make me feel better and make me be a better mom and just be a better me, really. Shout out to my husband who, if you can tell the audio quality difference, he's really excited about his podcast. He's been doing a really great job. I have been a slacker, but, he went and got on Amazon and bought us this mic. So you're, probably hearing every little thing that is happening because it is so good. We're still trying to figure it out, and he may be a little mad at me for using it before him because I'll probably have this podcast up before he has his next one up. There's no schedule, you guys. Life is just, life just does what it wants, you know, like there's no point in trying to fight it. Or for me, I just get so stressed when I try to make plans because 98% of the time those plans never are followed through with because things just change and, you know, things happen. So, getting back to, I'm really good at side tangents. Like, let me just add another side tangent. I am so good at side tangents. I love side tangents. I think that's the most beautiful thing about having a conversation with someone is just listening to all of the thoughts that go on in their head while you're having a conversation with them. So anyways, if you like that junk, welcome. Oh my gosh. I'm like losing my wind here. And I'm going to try to keep it going because I know a lot of people who struggle with what I'm struggling with right now. And I just want to tell you that I know when you're in the thick of it and when you're in the middle of it, it seems like it's never going to end. And you're just like this shitty person and you just like project and make everyone around you feel bad. And then you feel bad because that was not your intention. I get it. I get it. I'm probably the most emotional person I know. I feel things really heavy and like intensely. And as I've aged, I've had to kind of numb myself a little bit so that I don't get so upset about things or become like, I'm the type of person that I'm passionate about a million things. So I like try to do all of these things at once. And then my body gets burnt out and mentally I get burnt out. So I've just had to like figure out what makes me tick and how to be better about managing my time and my energy. And like I said, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see the end, but it does end, you know, there's always an end. And I believe in you and you're going to make it. All you can do is try to be better, and that's all I ever try to like set the standard for myself is just do your best. As long as you're doing your best, like that's all you can do. Really, it's not a very high standard to hold yourself to. You know, I think that a lot of people just put a lot of pressure on themselves to be this perfect person all the time. And I'm here to tell you, it does not matter if you are 25 like me or 105. Everyone is just like trying to figure their shit out. That's it. That's all everyone is doing. Like, we're all just surviving. We're all trying to deal with the cards that we've been dealt. So you do you, and you do the best that you can do. And you be proud of yourself because I'm proud of you and it's going to be great. You're going to be great. It's all going to be okay. This isn't just for my friends who are parents either. Like, this is for everyone. I was a person before I had children. I had to function in a family of six. I had to, you know, be in classrooms and school hallways. I had to navigate through some college and like career life. So, you know, it's hard to be 100% okay with who you are all the time. And I know that there are things about myself that I don't really like. There are ways that I react to things that I don't necessarily think are like good ways to react. But it's just about being self-aware and catching yourself in the moment. And if you can't catch yourself in the moment when you're doing something like accidentally hurting someone or something like that, like, you got to be big enough to go and apologize later. And, oh man, I could probably sit and ramble about self-awareness and the ins and outs of dealing with relationships with people. But like I said before, I think that's probably like my hashtag. Hashtag like I said before. I'm exhausted. I want to give you guys the content you deserve, and I want to push myself, and I want to, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what that was about. You know, a notification on Reddit. Jeez Louise. I just want people to know that I'm just like you. Like, I'm just like every other person that randomly decides to click on my little podcast icon. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry that this kind of just seems like maybe a rambling diary entry of a 15-year-old girl, but that's who I am at heart. You guys are great as always. I do feel a little bit better just kind of yakking away into a microphone to people that I think listen to me. So thanks for pretending to listen. Love you. Anyways, seriously though, I'm going to try to get myself out of this funk and get back to it, coming up with some. I've got so many topics, you guys. Like, I even like asked people if they had any questions that they wanted me to answer, kind of like a Q&A just about me. People seem interested in who the heck I was as a person after my first podcast. But I decided not to do that one just yet. I'll save that one for maybe next time or later on down the road. This time I kind of just wanted to get all this stuff off my chest. And so here we are. I don't even know how long this has been, like 12 minutes maybe. But thank you so much for listening, and hopefully next week I'll be back with another podcast and another topic. If you guys have any ideas of something that you want me to talk about, or should I say ramble about, let me know. You can send me a message, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. That would be great. I am always open to ideas and suggestions. And I'm going to go get my kids up now from their nap. It's pretty late to be having a nap, but neither one of them napped earlier today, and they were being little hellions. So here we go. Have a good night, you guys.